Today we're going to talk about the field minister requirements. We mentioned before what they are, and I think it would be very good to actually go in depth, talk about what the field requirements are, and find out if that's something you are interesting to pursue. Now, the first requirement is that you have surrendered your life to the Lordship of Jesus Christ and have welcomed in the power of the Holy Spirit, and that you are walking the qualifications of a minister. And in the connections class, that's one of the requirements. In depth, those discussions about what does it mean to be a leader in a community. So some of those requirements in these classes deal with those essence of requirements. So I'm going to go through some of the requirements here. We have what's called the Ministry Calling and Confidence class, and that really addresses who you are as a called leader. It does address briefly to become a believer in Jesus Christ and just essential things for you to be a minister, the essentials of calling. Such things as external calling, internal calling, and I'm not going to explain them all now. You'll get those in that class. Deeper in that subject is the Christian Leaders Connection class, which even goes into some of those subjects, but even more, like what are the specific qualifications. In both of those classes, those first two classes, there's a lot of sort of cross-review. We want you to get grounded in calling, grounded in connection. There is a teaching called the Seven Connections that Steve Elzing, one of our professors and co-founders of the movement way back in the 90s, developed on how there's seven connections in a walk with God, a reproducible walk with God. So you're going to be dealing with that as well. There is the Christian Wedding Officiant Skills, and that helps you become a officiant to do weddings. And every minister may be asked to do weddings. And in some places, like the United States, you need to be ordained or licensed to be a wedding officiant. So this is something that we take care of that base, teach you all of the basics of being a wedding officiant. Many wedding officiants are seeing this video. They've already done that because that's the first role on our diakonos level training. You've already done that, and you know that you are able to penetrate the community with a very specific skill and role as a Christian wedding officiant. What's great about this too is that that role of wedding officiant, maybe you've done a wedding now, might really increase your hunger to be a field minister. There's the critical grace theory that deals with sort of all these waters we're dealing with right now when it comes to like critical race theory, critical gender theory, some of those things. There's the storyline of the Bible, just teaching you what the Bible narrative is all about. How to be interesting is a very easy to go through mini course that essentially helps you be more effective in some of your people skills with others. Fellowship and hospitality are a core. It's the one thing talked about an elder or a deacon in the Bible, that they are given to hospitality. Then there is the leading Bible studies, which is just an essential skill if you're going to be a minister, and basic ministry speaking. Altogether, these requirements are essential trainings for you to get out there. Part of the essential trainings here, is just putting it all together, thinking about all these subjects. And we ask that you get a mentor. So when you study these subjects, talk with your mentor about what you've learned. The more you can talk to your spouse if you're married, talk to others while you're learning, keep the dialogue open. And then sometimes you're talking to someone else and then they might sense a calling to be a field minister as well. Another part of the requirements of this program is that you get an endorsement. And you would have got that endorsement with being a weighing assistant, and that endorsement will apply here as well. What we really believe is this concept of commended, that someone else agrees. If you can get another endorsement, all the better, and even another endorsement, all the better. What endorsements do is they also give you confidence that someone else sees you as a minister. In local churches of elders and deacons, there's a powerful endorsement where there's an election or an appointing, and there is a service of installation or ordination to be a local deacon or a local elder. And that's very powerful. That is in this program as well, that others see you as a leader and they commend you, like Phoebe was commended, like Titus was commended, like Timothy was commended. So the requirements of the program essentially are ministry training and commending. Others see you and recommend you for ministry. All in all, it's a process. And as you go through this process, you will gain more confidence, credibility, competence to be an effective field minister.